Well, folks, this is turning into a long, multi-segment boo, but that's the way it's gotta be. So, I'm gonna continue with my thoughts about men. I ended off by saying that letting go of a role was the most painful thing I've ever experienced, and it is. My marriage was a long, drawn-out, painful mess, but, you know, I knew it was over. He walked away from me, and he wanted a girl in a wheelchair, so I said, okay, bye. Yep, I fought for a year and a half. He didn't want to fix the marriage, so, you know, nothing I could do about it. You know, I just had to cut my losses and move on, and, you know, kind of came to Toronto a year after I left, the year after I escaped the torture chamber, as I put it, of the old apartment. The apartment that I loved. I loved that apartment very much, but emotionally it was a torture chamber because my husband was never there. Well, what I'm going to say is going to be painful for some, but it's what's got to be said, and it's what's been weighing on my mind for a really, really, really long time. You know, I didn't get married for the right reasons. Did I love Sid? You know what, one time I did. Long, long time ago in a land far, far away. I guess that's what it feels like. It feels like a million years ago that I was with him. It feels like it feels like it's been at least 10 years. I've lived 10 years of life since leaving him, since finally walking out. After he'd walked out 7 months after we got married, he emotionally just shut off and went for somebody in a wheelchair. So, but, you know, the marriage taught me a lot. You know, I really, really, really got bitter after the marriage. And I mean, I got absolutely fucking caustic. I mean, I was just nasty. I'd snark at people to the point where it put people in tears. I remember the last final time I did that. It was to a woman. Oh, it was horrible. I was in Hamilton, and it was Sid's ex, Maria, the one who stole him away. The one who, as I put it, connived him away from me. Between her, CNIB, and her family. And Dina and Robert and everybody else, and Leanne and Jennifer and all those pieces of shit in the blind community that I won't have anything to do with. I was talking to her one night, last year. No, I'm sorry, it was about a year after. It was after he went to the States. And then he'd gone to with Cindy in Alberta. And I remember saying to her, are you happy? You sure are a great homewrecker. You sure know how to kill marriages, and you sure know how to woo your ways with men. You're not so helpless, are you, Maria? You're not such a doe. You're not such a little lamb. You're a wolf in sheep's clothing, and I'll warn every single male I can about you and your claws, and about your wild ways, and your parents, and CNIB, and how you like to con men into helping you. Yeah. That's about as bitter as I got in that marriage, and at the end of it. You know, I was in massive financial debt. I was in massive emotional debt, massive emotional shit fests. I was flipping my shit like at least once a week, emotionally and mentally. And for a long time there, at least 2 years, I just couldn't mentally deal with life. And, you know, someone came in my life 2.5 years ago and gave me the skills and tools and the love and the hope and the friendship and the compassion that I needed, and really made me turn my life around. And I'm feeling good about myself, you know that? You know. Well, that's that audio, boo. That was thoughts about my ex-husband. Men. Evil. Arr.